And the last time we touched, we said, this comes from Chavzchus, and dealt with the braises over here, in connection with the Gemara Shabbos, and the discussions of the Rishonim of different gradations, as to how to relate to different people differentially, and to what extent we don't have Chavzchus. This connection, I don't remember, I think I didn't rush it at the time, but the Rambam has two very different presentations. It's got to be done at schools. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a Sekufa in Zayin. וסז יש סיבה לאחרת דיינים להשוות בבעלי דינים שיהיה נשמע כל אחד בהם עם אורך דבריו וקיצורם הוא אמרו יתעלה בסדר תשפוט עמיתך ובא הפירוש בספרי בשביל איזה ספרו שהוא יהיה כל אחד מדבר כל צורכו וצורך בסדר וסיבה הוא אמרו in addition to this אחד על חבר דבר תורה אבל בכללות גם כן שיתחייב שיודיד את חברו לחב זכות לא יפרש מעשה ודבריו אלא לטוב. This is also included. This is the Brice in the Tereskeri, but Moshe Rashi quotes Alater, the Gemara Shavuos, that this is also one aspect of the mitzvah. The Mishnah proper, there he presents the Mabit Chavzchus as being a quality of Tamid Chachomim, תמיד חכם להיות צועק וסובך בשביל דיברו בגבירות וחיות, ולהגביע קולו ביותר, דיברו בנחת בכל הבריות, וכשידבר בנחת, יזהר שלא יתרחק עד שיראה כדברי גס ורוח, מקדים שלום לכל אדם לשייתה רוחנו וחברנו, ודן את כל אדם לחב זכות, מספר בשבח חברו ולא במותו כלל, אוהב שלום ורדף שלום, וצאתו. It's not presented at all in a normative sense. This is what you're obligated to, what you have to do. There is something implicit that possibly if we are not done chav schuz, we end up with Yisrael Lashon Hara. It continues with Sapeh Mishvach HaVirov Lo Bikmuto Klal. But this again is presented as descriptively as a character trait of a Talmid Chacham. That is something which one is obligated to do, certainly not within the context of the Shuta Misech. Chavetz Chaim in his introduction to the Mitzvah Seh, which has begun of Sefer Chavetz Chaim, was perturbed by this. He suggests, I don't remember the exact details, that there are different levels that fundamentally the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is clearly the Rambam's true voice with regard to this. And here he's dealing with that which is Talmid Chacham, goes beyond what normally is required. A direction of, I think what he says is that when you deal with something which is questionable but inclined in a negative direction, so Talmid Chacham is Zanuch HaVzchus, we've got to that too. This is not part of the Chiyuv of the Mitzvah. The Chiyuv of the Mitzvah is if you're dealing either with something which is balanced or in a sort of equipoise, or if you're dealing with someone who's a great tzaddik, so then you're Zanuch HaVzchus, Meikar HaDin. I don't see how one can assume that with regard to the Rambam. Halacha, first of all, it's about what he does not say. Rambam does not include Sefer Shnei Masechet Berachot Sanhedrin. He asks to be done Chav Zchus, he does not include it part of the mitzvah. And when he does present it, it's clear here that he had opportunity to present it as being Hilchos Deos, a character trait which is generally normative, and Rambam has such. In the later part, in Paragvav, he continues on with his mitzvahs to lavi, not just kind of preferred ethic. He doesn't do it. I have no better answer than Chavetz Chaim presents, but I think his is very, very problematic. All right, we want to begin the next parag. איתי הרבני אומר, אחרי משכי נרע, ותתחבר לרשע ותיאש מן הפורענות. אחרי משכי נרע, אחד שכן שבבית, אחד שכן שבבית, אחד שכן שמסדר, שאין רגעים באים לרבותו של רשע, שלמה אבותינו נתיבינו לרשע מלמד, שאין רגעים באים לרבותו של רשע. אבותו של רשע אמרו לו לסתוק אותו של צדיק, כיצד כותלו של רשע לבית צדיק, נראה לגובה את אשר רשע וכותלו של בינו ולבית צדיק, זה סותי כותלו של צדיק באמרו של רשע. שמע מפרבך לו לראה לרשעי נשכנו. This is about a surprising formulation, because I think we would have expected it's something very, very different. And it's a reflection of what I mentioned previously on several occasions of the, not something ambiguous, but the multifaceted nature of the counsel which we get either in the Mishnah Sinovis or subsequently in the Bais Sovs Labnos. Some of it is of a practical nature, some of it is of a homiletic nature, some of it is of a normative nature. If we did something which should be closer to the normative, I think we would have expected something like the Rambam, the beginning of the Pagvav of his days, the paragraph of what I quoted previously. That begins by quoting from Aristotle, essentially, but man being a social animal, there be a social adam, liyot nimshach, b'deotav, v'asav, v'achal chayav, v'chavirav, ראיקי מנהג השם דינתו. לפי כך צריך להיות מתחבר לצדיקים, ושם אצל חכמים תמיד לשימון מעשיהם, והתרחב ולרשים הולכים בחושן שלא יבואו למעשיהם. אין כל פסוקים to this effect. Then, he says, וכן אם היה במדינה שמנהגותיה רעים ואין אנשי ההולכים בדרך ישרה, ילך למקום של אנשי הצדיקים, ולהגיד בדרך טובים. והיו כל המדינות שהוא יודע ושומע שהוא מועטה נוהגים בדרך לא טובה כמו זמננו. That's a pessimistic view of current medieval socio-political scene. או שאין יכול ללכת למדינה שמנהגיה טובים מפני הגייסות ובני החולי, יושב לבדו יחידי כאשר יושב אדם ידו. אם היו רעים וחטאים שאין מניחים אותו לשבת במדינה למתים תראה במה יבנה כי מנהגם הרע, יצא למערות ולכוחים ולמדברות ועל ידי יצאו את החיים מבחינה שנאמה וידי לי במדבר בלא נוח. I know the Rambam speaks, who we take for granted, bad influence which friends, associates can have if they themselves are a negative nature. Influences which are direct and indirect, which are subtle, subcutaneous. Given the natural inclination to be influenced by one's surroundings. This has nothing to do with pragmatic considerations of what's going to happen to your wall or anything of the like. This is a moral or religious or spiritual statement, and one which, of course, has an individualistic tinge in one respect and another. The solution which the Rambam offers is a person to live essentially all by himself if need be, adopt a hermit-like existence if there's no alternative. In that respect, it presupposes the ability of a person to maintain himself individually. Where the social part comes in is the description at the beginning, which is interlaced throughout this particular halacha, but the impact of the influence of one's surroundings and that impact of socialization in terms of mores and in terms of morality. I remember many, many years ago, Paul was lifted in 1960. Shortly thereafter, was Hesper of Shloshim in New York, and of Kabbalah, Mr. Chazan Ivracha was there, and he was maspid, told the following story that he was, Reb Chaim was, during the First World War, was in Minsk for a while. So he went to visit Reb Chaim. He comes there, the door is barred. He's knocking and knocking and knocking. Finally, he sees someone opens and moves the bar and opens a lock and another lock. And finally, he's admitted. He was a little taken aback by this kind of fortress, this bastion-like existence. So he asked Reb Chaim, called up Reb Abel, who said it was fairly young, and asked him to bring him a Rambam, brought him a Rambam, and showed him this particular halacha. Or what should he do if he can't He separated from them as much as he can. We can't hear, of course, something else entirely. Not a description of the negative moral impact, the spiritual impact, but practically speaking, how this can impact in terms of some impending calamity of a practical nature. Not just an indication, not that I think that Balaam Slav Nosson would not have accepted the Rambam, and surely in terms of pashas of what Yitzhak Rabbeinu had to say, that's clearly what's intended. But as I've said, the multifaceted character, some of it has to do with practical counsel as well, which reflects the extent to which the spiritual proximity is spiritually problematic. What continues seems to suggest, since it's reference made to Avei Negoim, and Avei Negoim, Avei Lashnor, that the Goim come, so there's some reference to the element of Lashnor. Sani Siyano, Yisro Tika, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shura Lashon Hara, Shura Echad Meir. That is a list of the various Yisroot. Then the conclusion is Zeshel Maraglim, Kasher Mikulam, Shalai Nzut, Yeretzah Pomim, Lo Shavu Bekoli. Yotzei Bo Yehutu Anshim Utsir Beat Eretzah, Megifah Lifnei Hashem. And then comes a discussion of this with the context of Lashon Hara. Arturim Kavachom, Mam Eretz Shein, Lo Pele Daber, Lo Ponim, Lo Boshet, Mikesh, Lo Shavu Chabu Onam, Ene Maraglim, המדבר דברים כנגד חברו בישו על אחת כמה וכמה, קדוש ברוך הוא אלבונו. There's interweaving here of two different elements, and not that they don't very often go together, but you should be clear in our minds, these are two separate things. First of all, what's interesting here is that the Chet of the Meraglim is focused upon Lashon Hara. I think that when normally we read it, that's one aspect, but primarily others, particularly the Yisrael, the state for Yisrael, for Eretz HaKadosh, and normally one assumes that what was frightful was the loss of Bitochen, the lack of backbone, the lack of stamina, the failure to live up to challenges and confront things. And that recurrent theme of Nita Rosh Neshuva Mitzrayma, yeah, and turning away from the Ashkocha of the Rebbeinu Shleilom, which is what's directly guided them in the Midbar, and the preference, instead of that supernatural guidance, the Rebbeinu Rabbi Hanan, back to the servitude of Mitzrayim, and the lack of any readiness to confront or to be challenged. That's what I think we normally understand. Context of the pasuk: Yitzvah Hashem Etzim Bata Atzraba Magifah Lifnei Hashem. The Vayisi seems to assume that was the chet. The chet was Etzim Bata Atz. Context of the pasuk: you can take that as being rather a minor key, and this is by way of identifying them. Who are the people? Shidim Etzim Bata Atzra, but that for which they were punished. And I said, this is of Lashon Hara. Certainly, if one views not what happened to these particular individuals, but if one views the parasha as a whole, certainly the reversal of the earlier plans of Ben Shalem, this dramatic and radical change, that certainly is not of this of Lashon Hara. Not even a collective play. That was their failure to follow the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and the lack of bitachon and the failure to follow in that respect the leadership of Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's what the Pashto Rambam is all about. And this is clear not only from the psukim that are there, but later on, Pashto Negodim Neuvin Imateis. Moshe Rabbeinu would appear that the Pashto Rambam was traumatic. worse than Parshas Egel, maybe because of the cumulative impact, but in any event, the fear that it would come back haunts him when he is confronted by the God of Neuvein. So it says, Pasuk Yalu Nachal Eshkol, Yaroksim. Hashem begins, it's given the Musa, Yom Moshe Yalu Neuvein Achem, Yuvola Mitchamat Kevin Shupo, Lama Tenyun, that Leib Bnei Yisrael, Mavo Allah Shetan Alam Hashem, Ko Asu Avotichem, Bishokhil Dugarish Bnei Yodobot Et Haaretz, Vahilu Ad Nachal Eshkol, Vahilu Ad Haaretz, Vahilu Ad Leib Bnei Yisrael, Bitibo Allah Shetan Alam Hashem, and then what happened to them subsequently. And then, Vahinei Kamtem, No mention of Roshanim at all. As I said, that's the way they are defined. And maybe one should differentiate in this respect between two different elements. There are the general head, the parsha of the Maragaglim as a parsha, at a collective and a national plane, which is indeed of the Masub Eretz Chemda and Kitushbun Me'acharav. Mishulei, that parsha, so they're mentioning it again, but Hashim Shah Moshe Tut Azmi Shubay Lunu Alot Kola Yidalot Sidi Bar Haaretz. That's as far as they themselves are concerned, the Maraglim proper. But the overall chet, the overall parsha, presumably needs to be judged otherwise. And that's with regard to parsha of the Maraglim. But the distinction which you have suggested here does not go well with what follows, with what precedes. It says that Esod is Yenes, Zer Shemarim Goshem Mikulam, Shem Yasudi, Zer Bahim Lashub Mikuli, that in the Tzor of the Meraglim is not over the theme of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Lashub Mikuli, Ve'en Asuoti. So there is no continuity here between the first and the Kiyotzim of the next Pasuk, which Shechu refers to something else. Without the question of Rosh Hashanah proper, so there's a distinction made here between, say, something about even an inanimate object, etc., and there we deal with an interpersonal plane. It's not clear to me. So what is intended is as follows: that that's the same as if you're talking about a country, you're talking about a building, an institution, you're talking about a person, that's the same level of Lashon Hara. But and Vayeshoto, because that's the result of speaking Eret Chaviro, that's what makes it worse. It's the Elbon. But the Lashon Hara as such is of the same order, the same magnitude. Or, and I think we would intuitively assume that Lashon Hara itself is very different. Talk about a person, talk about a place, someone to come to say that a certain city is ugly. He says, made such a comment about a person, said it would strike her much worse. So then I just raised the question. Secondly, in Vayeshoto, that the Chuvah is not part of the Yisrael of Lashon Hara. It may very well be the person speaks Lashon Hara, it also means Vayesh someone. For one thing, Well, that depends really how you feel. It's ambitious to get there just a moment. Isav Mivaish Pechaveri, that Rambam has in Paragvah Velochiches, he starts with a Minut Isav Tichoche, Mokhech Toshech, Mokhech, 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 He says, "Amuchiach et chaviro tchila leidaber lo kashot asher yachlimenu shema b'disal ofchet." Kach mukhachemim yichor et amuchicho parah mishkanot. V'nomer b'disal ofchet. Mikan shasul adam lachlim et Yisrael choshkim berabim. Av api shemachlim et chaviro eino lokiyal avavon gadol hu. Kach mukhachemim abim et chaviro berabim yilchel olam haba. Fikar tzera b'Yisrael shlevesh chaviro berabim. Ben Katan, Ben Gadol, they give some details of this. In fact, there's no mention of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara talks about Perek Zayin, Stal Bamragia B'Chaviro, Le'Alokhi Beis, Efti Finish of Rechilut, Yesh Avon Gadol Mizead Ma'od, U'Bichlal Lav Zevu Lashon Hara. הוא מספר בגנות חברו אבי שאומר אמת. אז הזכשנו לו שנערי. דרוך ה' זה לכאן מספר לשונה בפני חברו שלא בפניו, ומספר דברים שגורמים אם ישמו איש מת איש להזיק חברו בגופו או בממונו ואפילו להצר לו או להפחידו, ואיזה לשון הרע. מה עושים סדיפק בידי שזה לשון הרע? הוא רפיר, זה סלס, או רקור לס, זה כבר דבר סובד שזה לבוא ויסרסו, that the pure לשון הרע is that which causes damage to a person. Not just that the impudence reputation, impudent, but as a result of that, is adversely affected economically, socially, etc. But on the other hand, before he talks about Lashon Hara as well, but when he comes prepared to define it quintessentially, what he just quoted, the things which they nishu ish mipi ish, azik chaviro, etc. But that is independent of being machlim. When he talks about being machlim, doesn't mention Lashon Hara, doesn't mention Lashon Hara, being machlim. Even though the same recitation of Lashon Hara, if it's followed by another, same effect. How the Mevaisho is to be understood so here we possibly deal with halachic consideration, although I'm not sure that the term Mevaish in this context has the same meaning is the more general one. Isabim, the problem that to be Mevayesh, of course, comes up in two contexts. Isabim Vayesh Kabele, which we count over here, and Teshuva Rebashis. So Meschevel Mechaveve, as we thought, is Mevayishim, or the Kavim Bosh Shalom called Nezek, where the whole Chabalah is in effect being Mevayish. There the Gemara raised a problem with regard to Boshis. Mishnah says, "Avayesh et ha'arom, avayesh et ha'suma, avayesh et ha'yashen chayav." Very even avayesh et ha'yashen, though he doesn't hear the time, but in fact, I guess the story will be spread, etc. Then the Gemara says, "Rambaye, bayavav ba'mamol bi'ishoy yashen umet mahu." person who didn't have a chance to hear what you had said about him negatively, or to get the sense of embarrassment, the insult. First, Michael be Braille, Amar Zid Behoka be Braille. Mishum Kisufu, who Vermait less the Kisufu, Adil Shum Zilutu, Vera Isle. What presents two views, Kisufu means a subjective sense of shame and embarrassment, or the objective damage to personal reputation, which is what the Zilut is. It goes to a number of ways. This is the first Lashon Yigmah. A Papa is another Lashon Yigmah, Kami Bredi, Mishum Kisufa Didehu V'Mayetle, Adilma Mishum Boshet Mishpachari, and that does occur, it's more collective. Yeah, the issue which comes up in the Gemara is to what extent boshes is something which is subjectively perceived or some kind of subjective factor. I don't know whether this has to do with the chiyuv boshes as in Kabbalah or whether it relates to Nisim as well. These may very well be two different definitions. Kabbalah we have to pay, so the impact was upon him. It's not figure of the Avera being vayish someone. So that perhaps is only vayishes, is only vivisha when he was, either when he's alive or can either in front in his presence or with conviction. But the Issa of vayish, possibly independent of that. The Rambam, I don't think that he relates to this over here. First, you get to Machlimat Yisrael is Befonov. Kachum Chachmin, Yichorat Machichov, Varam Ishtanot, Varam Ishtanot, Varam Ishtanot, Varam Again, later on, shouldn't say anything which is embarrassing to him. Anyway, the question of boshes, as I said, it comes up in two contexts, one for Tashlumin, one for the Issa. Tashlum is a question in the Gemara, which is a question previously. Here, I would have assumed it should be independently whether it's in front of it, but I'm not certain.
I don't understand what the Rav said in Halacha Hay, as far as Lashon Hara to cause Nezik. First of all, it wouldn't Busha also clean up the dead? And second of all, is this a separate lav? Or
not a separate law, but that is the Rambam has many cases, the essential quintessence of a Nisa, that was marginal peripheral. What the Rambam assumed was that the Lashon Hara, the definite article, that's the Lashon Hara of which incurs damage, which induces damage. The other is Yoiva, and presumably it's included in the Lav, but of a more marginal sort. It's a little problematic in the Rambam because he starts with Parag Zayin when he introduces Lashon Hara, it starts with the Chilas, then it goes on Yeshua, we don't deserve the Lord, who we chlal love Zayin, who we shon hara. Buam sepeb nut chavah b'shio b'eremet. So it's just a b'nut chavah. He doesn't qualify, but there the Rambam wants to kind of distinguish it from Rechilas. Then he goes on to speak of Rishal Lashon Hara, or Habak Lashon Hara. But then when he gets to Halacha Hey, prior to that he doesn't quite define it in precise terms. He talks about Habak, what's marginal, and then over here he says, הוא מספר דברים שגורים לדושה ולפי שעזיק חברו ובפור מעולו, הרי זה לשון הרע. All the things that mention Allah are lashon hara. Apparently, they are lashon hara in a sense which is different from what he would have mentioned before. It could be mispeh b'mut chaviro, and it would be included with the, I think, the overall iser, but not be the definitive lashon hara. We will move on to Parshi then Baaloscha, and Shimon Mer al Mesapre Lashon Hara Negayim Baim Alav. Shkeim Atzinu Baon Miyam Shifu Lashon Hara BaMoshe, Uvalen Tapuranut Shema Vatabeh Miyam Baon Moshe BaMoshe, Ulam Mekdim Katu Miyam Laharon, and some of the Mekdim Bishon Laharon, but as I think the Rabbi, if I'm correctly, notes, some mention the plural. Rambam notes that places in which two people did something, but one of them was the prime mover, the prime agent, he's mentioned first, and the verb is mentioned in the singular. As he says, Miriam was the primary instigator, and therefore, unlike usually what happens with masculine and feminine, it will be in the masculine form. What's presented is the Issur of Lashon Hara, but the context, the specific context which is given, is really not that of Lashon Hara. Amen shechat zipporah v'shachal al Miriam, v'chav Miriam shachal al Aharon, v'amdu shnev divu tzadik ahu, v'tor shnev shnev divu tzadik balim at ha-puranim. Shema v'icha v'shem ba v'yelach, v'atom v'yelach, v'amen shtalik v'yaron, v'davak b'Miriam, she's criticized more than he, and therefore she's punished immediately, and he possibly not. With regard to this, the difference of opinion in the Gemara and Shabbos is how the responsibility, the culpability was divided between Aaron and Miriam. אומר את צלג זין, כי יצא בדבר אתה אומר, אי חייב השם בא וילך, לפס מה שקורא לברייסה, למד שאף אהרון נצטרה. דבר רבי עקיבא, למה זה חייב ענף, אז בואו תלמד של פריבס, אבל בלמתי ועקיבא, וכך וכך אתה תליט את הדין, אם כי דבריך אתה רק כיסת, ואתה מגלה אותו, ואם לא ואתה מצילה, אז על אותו צדיק. והיה לו כתיב בם, הוא נזיפה בעלמה. Then the Gemara continues, Tanya, Kemana, Omar, Rav, Rav, Aharon, Yitzhara, Dikhtiv, Yitzhara, Aharon, Miriam, Yine, Mitzora, Tana, Shepana, Mitzora, To. Now, this is not necessarily contravene the assumption that the prime mover was Miriam. It very well be that she was the prime agent, but nonetheless, what Adam did was all sufficient to earn the Tzoras. It's an element of Roshnavim, but the Braisi here focuses on the Lashon Hara, but which is the Pashto Pasuk Davar Miriam Moshe. When he gets to the details of what was it they said, there's another element which is emphasized. Miriam Amra Elai Yadibu V'lo Perashti Metzal Bali. אהרון אמר, אלי הדיבור, פרשתם אצל אשתי, אבותינו הראשונים על דיבור עליהם לא פרשו מעצם נשותיהן, אבל הוא, מין ומי שרבן ושדעתו גסה עליו, פרש הוא מעצם אשתו. Here there are two different elements. One is the infrastructure for the other. One is the argument that what he's doing is wrong, because clearly there was no advocacy of celibacy. Nevuah itself doesn't require that. So this is one critique, that's why I did it. But then there's a further critique of the motivation. This is a fairly sharp statement to be attributed to Aaron and Miriam. as far as what's mentioned about Moshe Rabbeinu, it just rolls off his back. But with regard to Aaron and Miriam, this is the kind of thing they would have said. What their perception of Moshe Rabbeinu was, despite their proximity to him, maybe because the proximity to him, to say that it was a measure of arrogance, measure of pride, etc. Now, that this may have been some factor in their critique is implicit in the psukim. And we are like Moshe Dibar Hashem, and Rabbani Dibar Vishma Hashem, and each Moshe Rabbom, and Kodadu Moshe Apnei Adama. Why is this a point which that needs to be stressed? Precisely because they accused him of some measure of arrogance and pride, they apparently accused him of having done this on his own because of the arrogance and pride. Still, the process stresses, whether there would have been some ground for making that kind of statement altogether, which depends on another issue, which discussed early on in Rav Shlomo Nosson and the Gemara in Shabbos. Says there, Tanish Shadurim Asel Moshe Midato, the Sivu Kluimo, Sifu Habidato, Pershman Isham, Sivat Ruchot, etc. With regard to Pershman Isham, the mother then says, why did he do it? My Dorush, Masaka Homa Batsmo, Amar, my special, the Brashikare, my little Shakat, Kavala and Zman Amart, Amato, Yukhun Shoshkamim. אז תקשו, אני שכל שעושה שכם דברתי, ואין לי קובע לו זמן, ואין לי קובע לי זמן, אחת כמה וכמה. ומדם עבדי, הסכים הגדול שברוך הוא על ידו, דכתיב לכם על המדלכם משהו לכם בעליכם, כתיב את רב, אתה פה עמוד עם מדהים. This is God the Perish Min Isham. With regard to Shvila Salduchis, so there that we saw early in August, the Christ of Rav Nosson, many days, whole slew of Tanoim, that this was not done except unless it be a gvura. That's the case, then one could perhaps assume that this Purusha Menisha also was in the Piyag Vura. But on the assumption that that was not so, that this was done out of his own intuition, based on the Kavachem, which the Gemara mentions over there, so there would have been some room for this criticism that Toga Sa'alav. Of course, the way the Gemara Shabbos perceives it, and the way they perceive it over here, is drastically, dramatically different. They perceived it as being a reflection of arrogance and pride because of his own personal worth. But the Gemara stresses is not one's own personal worth, but one's standing vis-à-vis the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Before the Rebbeinu Shleilam, one cannot be involved in the area of maintaining sexual relationship, not because there's anything bad about it, that was not the issue, but because of the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu and his given his station and the duties which accompany it. So what you have over here is on one hand the critique why is he doing something which apparently is not what's to be done? It's not traditional. The assumption that Abraham was also a Navi of sorts, or the Aves, even the Aves themselves. You never find anyone. So it's a new departure, in which they, so that's itself, that's what they thought was wrong. And here there was presumably some difference of opinion with regard to how one relates to asceticism generally, or to sexual asceticism particularly. The whole question of celibacy, with regard to which, of course, the Christian world is very much divided. the one plane, and then the motivation, Yatoga Sala, which is a critique of his moral and ethical personality. The Rebbe was, of course, the information, a different perception, and again, this brings us back to the Pasuk. In the sequence of the Pasukim, you have first the narrative account of the Yavarun of Moshe, etc. What they say, Hakkabam Shed, Vajgabodi Dibel Vishma Hashem. And then the same Hebrew Shabbat Mode, meaning that the person wants to stress, the less you get the impression that Moshe had done this arrogantly, you should know it was enough mode. Then the Moshe's response to them, he does not chastise them for these sort of Lashon Hara, for imputing motives, negative motives to Moshe Rabbeinu. He gets discussed with them the nature of Nevuah, to the nature of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Ayom ha-shimona dvari im yeh neviach dvara yavzai. Im yeh neviachem Hashem amrei ala betara b'chol madav rabo lo chen avdi Moshe b'chol biti ne'manu pet p'adav b'morev lo b'chidot ut'vodat Hashem yabit v'adyo liratem medaber b'avni b'moshe v'ayicha b'shem b'ave yelach. No man she's made a decent Lashon Hara. Everything is focused upon how dare you challenge, how dare you compare yourself to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's different, he's unique. And the uniqueness is in two levels. One of it has to do with the quality of the Nevuah, and the other with the character of the experience of the Nevuah. Quality of the Nevuah is that other Nevi'im, Mamarei Elav Itvada B'Chalom Adaber Bo, something murky, vague, through a glass darkly, not clear, crystalline experience of direct revelation. And secondly, the nature, the character of the experience itself. Pe'al pe'adabah, b'rev lo b'chidot, t'vonat Hashem yabit. The direct, the immediacy. Chalom, there are two things which have him. Chalom is very circuitous. Also, it's very amorphous in terms of its content. And what is revealed, it's not just it's unclear, but what is revealed is a lower level of insight. And we've got to make sure many of these elements are very, very different and is unique. And what the Meshul always said was, particularly with reference to the Rambam. Rambam included in the Yud-Gimel Ikrim something which in the Gemara is not so stressed. The Gemara speaks in Chelek, a very secret Gadas, Sehune. No significant mention is made of the singularity, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rambam presents that as one of the Yisraelis Hadas, one of the Yud-Gimel Ikrim, and questions to where and what did he base it, and these psukim. In effect, the way she understood was the essential chet, not just another piece of Lashon Hara or a cup of tea, but the refusal to recognize and to acknowledge the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. They thought him a Navi on the same line as everyone else. However, related to this whole parsha, in the assessment of Rabbi, called it in Madadech Midod, and there what he stresses is that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the others was, in fact, two steps ahead of everybody else. The others in the Vim, to be a Navi itself is a great Madadech, and then there's a better Navi, and a weaker Navi, a better Navi. What I'm stressed over there was the submission, but it's not just he's the best Navi, which itself would be, it's not even the comparative, it's superlative. It was beyond the superlative. It was a different kind, a different character, a difference not of degree, not of degree, but of kind. And this is what Chazal do say with regard to the Rosh Hashanah Shmini Yivam is, but not presented as one of the Gadas, simply presented descriptively. Rambam, for example, to say that Torah, when he talks about Nevuah, stresses the four characteristics which are different כל הדברים שאמרנו הם דרך נבואה לכל הנביאים הראשונים והאחרונים חוץ ממשה רבינו, רבן של כל הנביאים. ומה ההפרש יש בנבואת משה לשאר כל הנביאים? כל הנביאים חלום ומראה משה רבינו מתנבא הוא והוא ער ועומד. שנאמר, אז כל הנביאים לידי מלאך, משהו לידי מלאך, גם פרד פרדה בבו. These are two which have to do with partly with the character, partly with the nature of the experience. Then he goes on. כל הנביאים יראים ונבהלים ומתבוהגים משה רבינו אינו כן, כמו שכתוב בהקשר לבריא של רעהו. This has to do wholly with the character, the experience, being totally overwhelmed. It's an ordinary nevi, Moshe Rabbeinu takes it on its stride. And the last is the constancy of the nevuah. כל הנביאים יראים כל אשר יצאו, משה רבינו אינו כן, אל כל זמן שיחפוז לקודש לבש טוב, נבואה שורה עליו, ולא צריך לכוון דעתו, לזמן אשר מכוון וזמן ומתו אחרי השרת. Then he goes on to speak, yeah, the Lamanata, כל הנביאים, כשאין נבואה מסתלקת מהם, חוזרים לו עליו. It's an interlude. It's an incident. שהוא צריכי הגוף כולם כשרם, להפיק על פרשים משותיהם. משה רבינו חזר לעולו ראשון, לפי לפרש מן האישה לעולם, וכן ומן הדומה לו, ונקשרה לתוך צור עולמים, לא נסתרק בנו ועוד העולם, וקראנו הפעולה ומזכר יש כמלאכים. This is a brief summary of the distinctiveness and the uniqueness of משה רבינו's נבואה, across a number of areas, the quality, the character, the constancy, all of this very brief. And it's that which in effect the challenged or denied, they compare themselves to him. It's either it's good or it's no good. It's good for him. It should be good for us too. So we too should be celibate. It's not good. Then why is he doing it? Now this, of course, is a different parsha in its own right, insofar as it relates to Vayishev Aaron and Miriam. And this is right, Miriam is the one who leads, and that for that of course she paid a very heavy price, particularly for this accepts the Rambam. In certain respects, Miriam is a very, very tragic figure. But on one hand, she showed great precociousness and great self-sacrifice at a very early age. She went to call wet nurse for Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal speak of her as Tzadekis, the Beira Shem Miriam, her schus in 40 years, as water of the desert. When she passed on, the pastor said, certainly she, that the veil dried up. And yet, how did she impinge upon the halachic universe? What did she enter upon it, and how is she to be remembered? זכור את אשר עשה השם כך למרים בדרך ישראל במצרים. Why are we to remember that? So Rashi got ספרי, אם באת להיזהר שלא תלכה בצרת, you want to be careful about לא שנורא, אל תספר לו שרע זכור, חרסו למרים, שדיברה ברכיה ולקחה בנגעים. Rashi got them in ספרי, אז אני אצל תויבה, want to avoid the going, don't talk Lashon Hara. As we saw before, the Ovis Rav Nosson, you don't want to have the going, don't live next door to a Rosh. The Ramban, however, both here in Spiro Shalakter and also the list of mitzvahs which he thinks that the Ramban omitted in Sefer Mitzvahs, includes this as a minion of the Essen. Without going into the question of what the Zechira entails, which is a more general issue when you deal with Zohar, which is the Pasha Zohar behind us, it requires some kind of public recitation, to any degree of frequency with which it needs to be recited. Does it need to be recited by Peh? That the Gemara does talk about. Anyway, according to the Ramban, they said the Pasuk Zohar Ashtovino is really with God Lashon Hara. That's the field that I mentioned before. In the flow of the Psukim, it is entirely conceivable that the emphasis is not just about the Lashon Hara, but the challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness. There is some messages for us, and I've thought about this on many occasions, not with regard to Nevuah. We don't have Nevuah. But the question is of differential recommendations, spiritually speaking, and differential approaches is one which has broader ramifications. Do you assume there is one derech? And it's a ladder. So some people make it up to the third rung, some to the sixth rung, some to the tenth rung. And you keep going up, Asulam Olei Beitei. But what is good for A, spiritually good, is good for B. Not everyone will say, yeah, we'll attain the same measure of fulfillment and achievement, but the course of the direction is the same. Or do you assume that no? Maybe certain things which are very good for one person, not good for another. When I say good and not good, I don't mean only in psychological terms. I don't mean even in spiritual terms, to the extent that spirituality and psychology sometimes are interwoven. Sometimes you know a person is in a certain mood, he's given a certain mood, suggest something to him which you wouldn't suggest to someone else, but you think for him that it's good. That is simply using a certain spiritual tool in order to advance this person's psychological well-being, taking into account his psychological nature. It's much more than that. It's that certain lifestyles and certain priorities, which are excellent for one person, it might be just what he needs spiritually. And needs, I say again, not just psychological in terms of moods. But what is good for him in terms of Avedis Hashem. Someone else may be anathema. Let's discuss this issue in connection with the Rav Zisha Halacha, which presents an ideal, him as a portrait, with which in certain respects it's difficult to identify. Someone who sees flowers, only thinks about the Keskelayim, he sees the sunset, only can think about the Gemara Shabbos Bashkia, etc. And most people don't respond that way. Do they all fail? Is that what is normally expected of the ordinary person? They should really think of flowers. They think of Keskelayim if he sees flowers. If he doesn't do so, he's failed. Or do you have there a very aristocratic, very elitist, idealized portrait, which is good for Yechidei Segula, which is not good, maybe spiritually not good, for ordinary people. The great Mashgichim, the Alter was renowned for this, often took into account they felt to be the intuitive spiritual needs of a particular person, giving them the kind of advice that we give him. Of course, they also needed to have a great sense of confidence in their own ability to judge. They also had unlimited confidence, unbounded. But he would tell some people do A, some else do not A. I called my early years to Chaim Berlin, was there for 4 years, and Shuz Chalif Rachu was Talmud of the, and a great admirer of the Alter. At that time, what he would have said later years, I don't know, this is going back to the late 40s. Some Bachim, he said, go to college. Some Bachim, he said, don't go to college. Some Bachim, he said, do what you want. Do what you think is best. And this, I think, took into account what he felt was best for his spiritual development, and not simply what they could stand, what was consonant, and what would be taxing and not taxing. That is part of the parsha of Avin Miriam, but not to the aspect of Lashon Hara. Now, to conclude with what you have following here, the lesson to be learned about Lashon Hara. As before, we had a lesson to be learned, even those who spoke about the Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the embarrassed particular individual. Here it's also different levels of Lashon Hara. Lo yidinu to befanav, ela shelo befanav. Lo yidinu to bevadai, ela besafek, safek to gassala, so yidinu that to gassala. This is softening a bit. הדברים כאן וחיים, אמר ביום שדיברה על הברכיה, לא דיברה על הבי חווה, לא דיברה על שלום בפורה של משה, נהנשה אדם מהדיות, המדבר דברים בפני חבירו, בביישו, אחת כמה וכמה, שהנשו מרובה. Alright, the rest I will do next time. Yes, Ketil Zahra Yisrael Roshanova, and its gravity, both got this particular story, and the end of the poem. Next time is not next week, but in 2 weeks. Next week I'm abroad, so come back to this then. Hope to finish this, and if you have time, start a prayer. What the chas? Until you see what the chas.
I went and left. That's all I know. Just wanted to show them that I was there.